series to help homosexual, lesbian, and transgender to recognize that the Bible says the wage of sin is death, but the gift of God's eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Bible say, David said, I was born in sin and shapen in iniquity. So if you are watching this video, I'm trying to help you to steer the right direction of believing our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God loves you. God loves you so much. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God loves you so much that he told me to tell you that God cares. The Bible says, cast all your cares upon him because he cares for you. The Bible says, come unto me, all ye that have laden, and I will give rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Come, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So what's wrong with being homosexual? What's wrong with being lesbian? It's a sin problem. Amen. Satan wants you to go to the lake of fire with him. But I'm here to tell you, I'm here to have Jesus as your mediator to tell you that God loves you so much to send me to tell you that no one cares like Jesus. The Bible said, casting all your cares upon him because he cares for you. The Bible said, cast your burden upon the Lord and he will sustain thee. God love. He loves you so much that he sent me to tell you, God love. God love you. God love you, sister. God love you, brother. God love you. And guess what? Every person that I am talking to, your end result, you go to a crazy house because you can't take the pressure of being lonely, of being isolated from people that say they love you. But God loves you. God loves you so much, sister. God loves you so much, brother. God loves you. God loves you. Satan revenge on mankind. Satan revenge. The Bible says, lest Satan should get advantage on us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. So Satan revenge on mankind is one. Satan goes after our mentality. He wants to confuse you of your sexuality. The Bible says, let this mind be you, which was in Christ Jesus. They that keep their mind stayed on me, I keep them in perfect peace that trust in me. So Satan goes after the mind. Look at the survey. Look at the statistic. People that are homosexual, people that are transgender, people that are lesbian, they are in mental institute. Number two, Satan give you all the money as long as you worship him in corruption. Look at when he tempted Jesus. He told Jesus to bow. I have all this, Jesus, but I want you to bow down to me. I'm telling you right now, if you are a believer, if you are a homosexual, if you are in struggling with sexual promiscuity, especially lesbianism, homosexuality, Satan want to give you all the money, but he want to corrupt you when he give you this money. Number three, Satan wants you, your manhood, telling you you are confused and it's all God's fault. My friend, everything God's created was perfect. Satan whispered in your ears and saying that you are a girl even though you are a guy. That's Satan, man. He want to destroy us. Satan want to take your mission so he can bring misery and pain, saying people hate you. But God loves you. God care for you. God say he's not willing that any should perish, but all men shall come to repentance. Next, Satan wants you to market yourself like a product, knowing you are a person, and one day you realize God is my master for heaven. So Satan wants you to market yourself. How you market yourself? By being gay. How you market yourself? By saying, hey, glory to God, you are not what you were created to be, but you are something else. Sixth thing, Satan show no mercy, but want you destroyed in a twinkling of an eye. So what he do? He give you AIDS. He give you all those sickness that comes with sexual promiscuity. Seventh thing, Satan want to make mistake, especially in your sexual, because this where behavior come from. Destroy the psyche in mythology where the woman as a beautiful flower or butterfly. So Satan wants you to make a mistake, especially in your sexual, because this is where behavior come to destroy your psyche in mythology where the woman see herself as a butterfly. Eighth thing, Satan does not want us to look in the mirror, which is the Bible, which say that God made man and female. God made Adam and Eve. God didn't make Steve and Eve or Mary and Jane. Though you change your sex, you still have the same mind that cannot be changed. If you change your sex to you, if you are a man, you change your sex to a woman, you still have the mind of a man. If you're a woman and you change your sex to a man, you still have the mind of a woman. So you can change your physical attribute, but you can't change your mind. Ninth thing, Satan motivate is to make you full of pride. Like him, like he been kicked out of God's presence, which is forsaken. God forgive his children, but angels are damned eternally. So listen, Satan wants you to be full of pride. Satan wants you to be a peacock. And that's what happened to Satan. Lucifer was not Satan. He became Satan when he was full of pride. Look at Isaiah, the 14th chapter. He said, I, five eyes. So you want to be full of pride. And look what he do. He give you the month of June as pride month. What you want to do? The Bible says, pride coming for destruction and a haughty spirit before and fall. So Satan wants you to be full of pride. Tenth thing, Satan is a master in this world, but one day he will be rejected and return to the lake of fire for eternity. So he bring homosexuality, lesbian to damn with him. Amen. Do the right thing and say, Jesus Christ, come into my life and save me from this confusion that I can face daily as a homosexual or a lesbian. Satan revenge on mankind. What do you do? Number one, mentality. Number two, money. Number three, manhood. Number four is mission. Come on. Amen. Number five, God is the master. Number six, mercy. Number seven, mistake. Number eight, mirror. Number nine, motivation. Number 10, Satan is a master in this world, but one day he will be rejected and return to the lake of fire for eternity. So he bring in homosexuality and lesbianism to be damned with him. Do the right thing and come to Jesus. While you are hearing this message, say, Father, come into my life. Wash me, cleanse me, purify me. I'm sorry for living a damned life, but now I want to live a life dedicated to you as being your servant. Wash my sins away and wash me. Because the Bible says in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So Satan's revenge on mankind is for you to be a gay, is for you to be a square, for you to be a homosexual, for you to be a lesbian. But God say, I want you because you are special in his eyes. The Bible says you are fearfully, you're wonderfully made. You are made in the image of God. So, why you should not be gay, or why should not be a lesbian or transgender? I call it the road of loneliness. It's the road of loneliness. Now, this is five reasons why you should not be a homosexual, why you should not be gay. And the other five is to tell you the redemption plan when you decide not to be gay. Why you should not be gay, because it leads to the road of loneliness. And the first one is the road of loneliness, where you are judged of you alone, being judged by God. What is it? The road of loneliness, where you are judged of you alone, being judged by God. The second thing is the road of left out because you are different. The road of left out because you are different. Number three, the road of left behind. No one want to be with you. You call isolation. And the fourth thing, the road of lust, where you are not satisfied with a relationship of the same sex. The road of loneliness, why you are gay. And the fifth is the road of luxury. Though you have all these things or items, you are not happy because things does not bring happiness or satisfaction. Look at the young rich ruler. The young rich ruler kept all the commandments, but Jesus Christ told him, go sell what you have and give to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven. So the road of loneliness is loneliness, left out, left behind, lust, and luxury. Now, if you decide not to be gay anymore, when you are in God, will you are loved when you acknowledge that you are a sinner? Seven, when you are left out because God is with you. 8, when you are left behind because God is with you until the end of time. And 9, where you are liked by your peers because you are honest and genuine. Remember, you are not left out anymore. You're not left behind no more. You are liked by your peers. And these peers are Christian. These peers recognize that you are appreciated of what God has given you. If you are a man, stay a man. If you're a woman, stay a woman. If you're not doing no sex change or being a transgender. Number 10th thing, where we lay our sin at the altar and say, Lord, have mercy on me, O Lord, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgression, wash me all my iniquity, and cleanse me for my sins. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, say, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The road of loneliness, we exit Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, but I'll be with you always unto the end of time. If you are a homosexual, listen to this. I'm not here to bash you. I'm telling you, be born again. Amen. Glory to God. Next is, why it's wrong to be gay. In Romans chapter 1, verse 25 and 26 and 27 say, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worship and serve the creatures more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. And for this cause, God gave them up unto vile affection. For even their woman, they changed the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise, also men, leaving the natural use of a woman, burn in their lusts one another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves with recompense of their error, which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them unto a reprobated mind to do those things which are not convenient. So we see that the Bible condemns the lifestyle of homosexuality. What about the Bible? Say you, it's not good to be gay. And gay is not a gift. Gay is a despicable things. And the Bible say, let's the Bible say, in also Leviticus, the Bible say in Leviticus that thou shalt not cover the nakedness of thy mother's sister for thy mother kinsman's sake. Amen. And also the nakedness of thy father, wife, daughter, gotten of the father, she is a sister, thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. Amen. So being gay is a sin. But I'm not here to bash you. I'm here to tell you. And also in Leviticus 18:22, he say, thou shalt not lie with mankind, as womankind it is abomination. Neither shalt thou lie with the beast to defile thyself therein, neither shall any woman stand before a beast to lie down thereon. It is confusion. So we see bestiality is also a sin. You're having sex with your dog. You're having sex with your cat. You're having sex with your donkey. You're having sex with your horse. But what's wrong to be gay? 10 things. Number one, it's not in God's natural plan. Number two, is Satan's plan to be even with God? 3, is Satan's punishment at the end? Amen. When you stand before God. Now, I should say, is God's punishment at the end when you stand before God? Because Satan don't punish nobody. Don't say the one to do is join him because you know that he's damned. Number four, it's a plot to be separated from God for eternity. So if you are gay, you're going to be separated from God for eternity. And the fifth thing, don't please people because they don't care. It's a loneliness being gay. You're all alone. And 6, is a platform of ridicule and scorn. What say? It's a platform of ridicule and scorn. 7, you might be prosperous, but what it profit a man or woman to gain the whole world and lose your soul. 8, it is an invitation to the pit called the lake of fire. 9, don't follow the population. Majority does not mean it's right or in God's favor. And 10, God is patient, but Satan wants you to be punished just because he will be damned one day. I have a scripture for you before I leave. It's in 1 Corinthians. I'll wait for you to get your Bible. 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, verse 9. And it says, know ye not that unrighteous shall inherit the kingdom of God? be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor murderers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetousness, nor drunkard, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, and ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. So God can wash you. Yes, because this is what the Bible says. The Bible says, it says that, and such were some of you. So I'm not here to bash you. I'm here to give the benefit of the doubt that God can change you. And such were some of you, but you are washed. He has sanctified, but you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. So God can wash you. God can sanctify you. God can make you a man if you think you're a woman. And God can make you a woman if you think you're a man. Amen. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, bless this person. Oh God, are living a life of sin. Oh God, you say you're faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Lord, I'm not here to bash homosexuality. I'm here to help them, to teach them the right way. Because you say that Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Bless this person, whether it be a male or a female or a transgender that's already changed their sex. Bless them to go back to the original sex. In Jesus' name I pray. Oh God, bless right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you and I love you. The life of being gay, the life of being homosexual. Yeah, it's a life, my friend. The life of being gay. Number one, it's a lonely life to live. It's a lonely life. Number two, it's a lie. You are living a lie. Because the Bible say in Romans chapter 1. Read it with me. I'll wait to get your Bible. I'll wait. We see in Romans chapter 1, verse 25. And I read, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creatures more the Creator who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave him unto vile affection. For even the woman that changed the nature used into that which is against nature. For even the woman did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also men leaving the natural use of a woman, burning in their lust one to another. Even men working that which is unseemly, and receive in themselves the recompense of their error, which was meet. So, number two, it's a lie you are living. Number three, it's a luxurious lifestyle, but you're still lonely. Number four, you are living to die, separated from God for eternity. Five, the lake of fire. Those that say Jesus Christ, no thank you. In Mark 16, verse 16, he said, he that believeth and baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Number six, the life you live will be cursed now and to come. So the life you love will be cursed now and to come. Number seven, the voices you are listening to when you are alone. This is the reason so many in mental institute for illness of homosexuality. The voices you are listening to, if you hear voices, tell that voice, I'm not confused. But if a voice say, come to me, all he that heavy laden, and I will give rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Say, Jesus, come into my life and save me. Come into my life and wash me from my sins. That's the voice you should be listening to. Other voice rejected, because not by the devil. Number eight, what I am presenting is showing you that the love of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God want to give you everlasting life, and Satan want to give you damnable life with him in the lake of fire. Number nine, I'm here to lead you to the cross of Calvary in memory. Jesus Christ died for you. He died for your sins so you can be forgiven and being welcomed into the family of God. Tenth thing, Jesus Christ, commission of learning. Matthew 11, 28, 30 say, come unto me, all he that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I'm meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus loves you no matter what you're going through. In 1 Peter 5, 7 say, casting all your cares upon him because he cares for you. Jesus Christ cares for you. His arm is still stretched out. He wants you to come. He's a burden barrier. He's a great, he said, great love have no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friend. He called you friend. He called you friend, and Satan called you enemy. The Bible say in John chapter 10, verse 10, the devil come to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Can I pray for you? Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, this person, whether male or female, is listening to my 10 reasons, the life of being gay. Let them know that God loves them so much. He made a video, a podcast, to tell you that God cares. The Bible say, cast your burden upon the Lord and he will sustain thee. God loves you. God cares for you. In Jesus' name, amen.